Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Welcome to our podcast. Today we'll talk about Operating System 4.0. So stick around. Welcome back. So I have a question for you. How old is your cell phone? Really, I'm just curious. You know, I have 19 nieces and nephews, and those that are old enough to have a cell phone always have the latest cell phones, the latest operating systems, the latest in technology. And I started thinking about this, and I thought, you know, my phone's a couple of years old, but we always demand the latest in technology. But personally, many of us are operating with our original 1.0 operating systems. So when's the last time you upgraded your personal operating system? And the way that we do that, obviously, is with books, videos, free YouTubes at video, LinkedIn, coaching, which I offer, webinars, seminars, and good for you listening to podcasts. You know, we have to bring in information, new information into ourselves all the time. Now, one of the greatest ways that I feel like there is to learn is by reading books. I was shocked recently to learn that 33% of high school graduates never read another book for the rest of their lives. 42% of college grads never read another book after college. And 70% of U.S. adults have not been in a bookstore for the last 5 years. To me, that's shocking. There's a quote I like from Dr. Seuss. It says, "The more you read, the more things you'll know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go." And that's the truth. Listen, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pocket. I believe the single greatest way to learn is through reading. And I want to share one of my favorite books with you. It's The Compound Effect, written by Darren Hardy. Jumpstart your income, your life, and your success. So if you don't have a book on the shelf full of dust that you intended to read that can expand your knowledge, then go on to eBay and buy The Compound Effect. I buy almost all of my books on eBay because I buy them used, and they're about $3 a copy, some with shipping, and they're on your front door in a couple of days. Now, I also like going to bookstores, locally owned bookstores, and buying books there. But get a used copy of The Compound Effect. Jumpstart your income, your life, and your success. Recently, I was reading at lifehack.org 10 reasons why people who read a lot are more likely to be successful. Number one, they have increased focus. Successful people are able to focus on one task for an elongated period of time. Number two, they set goals. Along with focus, readers set goals for themselves whenever they sit down to read a good book. Number three, they spend time wisely. Now, they might only have 20 minutes before having to be somewhere, but instead of seeing only 20 minutes as not enough time to get anything done, readers see it as 20 minutes that can be spent reading. They have perspective. Successful people are able to see all angles of an issue because they have read a variety of literature from various perspectives. Number five, they're reflective. In addition to gaining perspective, readers are reflective about what they have read. Number six, they have incredible writing and speaking skills. Successful people draw inspiration from their role models and utilize this inspiration to further their cause. So who are you reading and listening to? Readers have increased memory. They understand how powerful the brain really is. You know, it can hold almost an unlimited capacity of information. Number 8, they stay fresh. Great readers also see the brain as a muscle that needs to be worked. Number 9, they're educated and informed. You know, successful people rise to the top because they've spent their time on earth learning. And number 10, they read to relax. So pick up a book, shut the TV off, get in bed a half hour early, and read something positive, something motivating, something that will help you to create that side hustle or bring your business or life to the next level. So today's question to reflect on is, what one book will you start to read today? Either a book on your shelf or a book that you'll order. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.